the Ag Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. A study of this month's Journal of Dairy Science found a primary indicator of lifetime milk consumption is a habit developed during childhood. Regulations have restricted higher fat content milk from school lunch programs, but also saw fewer student participants, resulting in a 14.2% decrease in all milk sold in schools between 2008 and 2017. The study states adequate consumption of milk and dairy during childhood has beneficial health outcomes for growth, development, and reduced risk of osteoporosis, hypertension, obesity, and cancer. The full impact is not yet known, but early September heat appears likely to reduce the size of next year's California avocado crop. Temperatures as high as 118 degrees over Labor Day weekend cause fruit to drop, but marketers say the current crop will be larger than first expected. Farmers say demand has fluctuated during the pandemic, but people appear to be buying more avocados for at-home use. 62 agricultural organizations are calling on U.S. trade officials and Congress to remain in the World Trade Organization. The groups ask to make sure reforms in WTO policy are enacted, including expansion of U.S. access to foreign markets and reducing trade barriers. The North American Meat Institute, Cargill, American Farm Bureau Federation, Animal Health Institute, Produce Marketing Association, and Association of Equipment Manufacturers are among the groups lobbying to remain in the WTO. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.